I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Earlier this month, Ricky Deesing of Juneau noticed two big campaign signs in front of his house had disappeared. He posted before and after photos on Facebook, thinking brazen thieves were responsible. They had to pull the stakes and unscrew them from some planter boxes in broad daylight along a state road. Hundreds of people reacted and commented, including the culprits. Ricky Deesing and his landlord, who put up the signs, declined interview requests. But within an hour and a half of Deesing's post, the State Department of Transportation took responsibility. A spokesman wrote that the department was enforcing a state law that forbids posting most signs in its right-of-way along state roads. Right-of-way in this context is the real estate DOT controls. It's reserved for public roads, but also things along those roads, like sidewalks, power lines, drainage ditches, and stop signs. Some commenters suggested the political signs, they were for independent candidates Elise Galvin for Congress and Al Gross for U.S. Senate, were pulled for political reasons.
No way. We're a completely equal opportunity.
That's Michael Schuler. He manages DOT's property in the region, which includes sign enforcement duties.
I mean, if right now, especially if there are signs that say, you know, welcome home grandma from the hospital, you survived stage 4 cancer and it's on a mailbox, it's coming off because that's the law.
He shared photos of recently impounded signs. The names of local, state, and national candidates, including Republicans, Democrats, and independents, were all there. Schuler says patrolling for illegally posted signs is tedious, but necessary.
You know, if we just blew all this off, we would be in jeopardy of losing federal funding. And so it's kind of the lowest priority that I care to deal with. It's a bit of a time sink, but it's, you know, one of the requirements, so we do it.
This incident highlights the court system's 2018 interpretation of an old law that was aimed at forbidding billboards. Basically, before the 2018 decision, DOT was supposed to give 30 days written notice to the owners of most signs within 2 football fields of its right-of-way, then pull the signs, which Schuler says campaigns had been working around anyways.
Before 2018, most of the campaigns were pretty sharp in that they would put the big signs up 30 days before the election.
The judge's order made it okay to put up most temporary political signs on private property, regardless of the 2 football field rule. They just can't be in the state's right-of-way. The judge also said DOT could pull signs from the state right-of-way without notice. Schuler says that's cut down on paperwork. Another complaint on social media was that enforcement of the sign law seems inconsistent. Schuler says they can't be everywhere at all times, but thinks they are consistently enforcing the law. What's not consistent is where the state's right-of-way ends. Schuler says in a perfect world, the invisible lines would uniformly parallel the center of the road. But of course, the world's not perfect.
So there are lots of insteps and jogs out all over the place. There are very few places that we can just say, yeah, we've got 50 feet, you know, each side of center line all the way to the end of the road.
It can be tricky, even for him. He's a former survey crew chief who used to be on the ground mapping this stuff out.
It sometimes is confusing for me to figure out where the right-of-way is as it would be for, you know, a regular citizen trying to figure it out, because sometimes it's not always so straightforward.
He says he's happy to take calls to help people figure out where they can and can't put their signs. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.